You welcome to another episode of this thing called marriage.
Demystifying marriage.
That's correct. And thanks so much for joining us again for another fantastic episode. We've got so much planned for you. And if this is your first time watching us, please do like, do share, you know, and tell someone about it.
Yes, come on. Give us all that good love. Drop a comment, share to someone, and subscribe to our channel as well.
That's right. Of course, my name is Moya Gates.
And this is Kemi Gates.
Yes, and together we are going to take you on a super duper ride. today's episode is it's an interesting one. It's a touchy one. All our subjects are usually touchy, but this one is extra touchy because it's all about the
money.
Yeah, we call it money matters.
Money matters. And whatever you know money as, moolah,
Benjamins,
ego, bills,
ego,
cash,
bacon,
breads,
fish.
Can go on and on.
Why does money have so many like different names?
I don't know. Someone once said because it means a lot to someone, to everyone.
Fair enough. Good
that's
point.
Why there's so many names for it. And we also know money as the root of all evils.
But I also know money answers all things. two sides of money, innit?
Yes.
Yeah.
We also know that money is also a very big issue in, you know, marriages and relationships.
Yeah.
It causes for a lot of friction. And so that is why we've picked the topic today, because we like to shake tables and talk about those difficult conversations.
Yeah.
That's what our show really is about.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is, actually. In fact, someone once said that if you check any fight in marriage, any fight, you can trace it back one way or the other to money, one way or the other. So I don't know how true this is, but it might be sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, we're trying to open that up today.
Yeah.
So when we say demystifying marriage, we mean opening the door to marriage and having those discussions that are usually hidden behind closed doors that people who are just getting into marriage do not know anything about. And then maybe people that are already in marriage as well can understand that, oh, I'm not suffering alone. This is a common phenomenon amongst loads of people. So that's what we're going to do with this topic today.
Yeah.
Should we jump right into it?
Yeah, and now this episode, it's for, we call it Money Matters, but it's not for everybody.
Nah.
It's really for people that, you know, are building together, like young people building together. It's not really for the ones that maybe like trust fund babies.
Yes.
Or
so
sugar daddies.
If you're a sugar daddy or a sugar mommy or you want lottery or there's money in your sock away or...
are you going to touch that?
You know someone in politics, anything
stop,
like
stop,
that.
Don't touch it.
Maybe tune off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this might not really apply to you. However, you might want to stay online.
Yeah, in case your money finishes.
And you have to start again from scratch.
Yeah, so basically it's for people that are like building together, you know, maybe working, you know, And yeah, it's for people that are actually both working.
Yeah,
you know,
so this a young couple or just a couple that is building together.
Yeah.
Both parties are working and trying to, you know, start from the bottom.
That's right. So with money, like Kemi rightly said earlier on, it can be quite touchy. So, and this is my belief, this is my understanding. When something is very touchy, it means that it needs to be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So
you need to touch it.
You need to touch it. Touch it. It's not untouchable. Money, touch it. Don't play around it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
And from our experience in marriage so far, we've been able to say, you know, whenever there's an issue of money, we are not pushing it aside. Let us address it right there and then.
And it's like, obviously, we've not been married for that long. If you've been following us, you know that we're still babies in the game.
Yeah, just 2 years.
But just 2 years. But even with 2 years, it's so, will I say, it's so encouraging that we can openly have this discussion about money, something that's supposed to be like a touchy subject. But we're so proud of, you know, ourselves in this area. It's one of our, will we say, mastering areas.
Yeah, we deserve a kiss for that. Great. So, now, with every relationship here, people are different. People have come with, like, different financial capacity. You know, people are, like, so, depending on what you do, what you work, your business, people are, like, so very different and are different levels. Now, before, let's go a bit back to before we got married, So, before Kemi got married,
before Kemi got married
to me, before Kemi got married to me, I was okay. I was doing fine. I had my own apartment.
Staying where?
I was in. I didn't have my apartment before when we met. Yeah. No. I was just staying with my parents.
But he still thought it was doing.
But
fine.
I was doing all right. I was working for a good company. I was getting good money. I had a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a car. So what are you saying? So in Nigeria, having a car was a big deal. That's how you show that you have arrived. It was under. What are we talking about?
Wow.
So you understand. So anyways.
Standards.
Anyway, so when I met Kemi in church, I remember when I first saw her, I was like, can this my car carry this baby? I was like, she just got back from the UK. So it was a bit like she was above my pay grade. But no.
That's what we call cost analysis.
Yeah, I analyzed, but I was like, no, I met this woman in church and I will approach her. And then I had swag now, baby. I still have the swag. So I approached this woman, but that's not the point. You get our origin story another day. But the point is where I took Kemi to on our first date. I didn't try to show off what I didn't have. I took her to where I could afford, and a bit lesser than what I could afford, because I didn't try to show off that I have, show off who I am not, if that makes sense.
So, and I believe that's very key. Yeah. Like, the foundation of Money Matters is coming in with transparency and honesty.
Yeah.
Don't come and be moving like a sugar daddy when you don't have any sugar. When you are low fat.
I had some sugar.
No, I'm not talking about you, babe. I'm saying people need to come in. I didn't say you.
I had some sugar. Then it's like...
Focus.
Two cubes.
Focus.
Okay.
The point is, the foundation of Money Matters is you guys need to be honest and you know where you are. So you don't want to start off your relationship with a facade or trying to pretend like you have more than you don't. Because once you already have that foundation, there's no money you're managing.
Exactly.
Every other thing, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?
I knew it. But that's not the point. Anyways, but that being said, let's say for some reason you've already lived your fake life before your marriage and now you're in it and now the account is running dry. There's always a solution to everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And so in talking about Money Matters, we've decided to, you know, just point out a few things that we've learned, you know, over time. Mm-hmm. And first of all, let's talk about the conceptions about money in itself.
Misconceptions
about money in itself. Now, I'm a man, you're a woman, and there's this
popular phrase
of my money is our money, but our money is just our money alone.
No, your money is our money and my money is my money.
Yeah, there's a reason why I said our money, because I honestly, I find it cute, a cute thing, honestly. I know it's not our reality, to be honest, because Kemi is one, and I appreciate her for that. She's one person that she sees our money as our money. But I, on the other hand, I see our money as our money alone, but my money is our money. And the reason why is because of, it's just my personality, just how I see things.
Yeah,
you get...
I guess it's like, it depends on the personality of people, because people are different.
Yeah.
And you can say it's a cute thing, but I will say, like, even in reality, even if you have that dynamic in your relationship, it's always good to, like, spice things up sometimes and, you know, share and use your own personal money. But, again, that's just my own prerogative. Like, I feel like it's a bit selfish for you to be sharing your money with me and I not share my money with you.
I mean, you share your money with me, but I think, okay... I'm trying not to get all genderish, but I feel like sometimes as a man, I like to feel like I'm spending on you, you know.
So basically, let it be known. You want to feel like a sugar daddy.
Yes.
Even though you're not a sugar daddy.
Yeah, but let it be known that, you know, it is me that is spending this money on you. I mean, to be honest, like, a lot of times, Kemi is one person that will say, you know what, I'm taking you out tonight. For example, she is taking me out tonight right after the shoot because I'm hungry and I've not eaten, which is our fault. Not really, but yeah, that's not the point. So she spends money on me, but she does it in her own way, which is an amazing thing to do. But I, on the other hand, I see whenever I get money, like whenever money comes into my account, I don't often think of myself first. I think of my household. I think of what I will buy in the house. That's how I am. I think of what I'm going to provide. Oh, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy that. That's the first thing I think of. Then it's later I start thinking, oh, I want this shit. I want all that. It's just how I am.
And that's like the beauty of who you are. Yeah. And even if I also think that way sometimes as well, or if I use my personal money for myself, sometimes he will come and he'll be like, oh, I really like this outfit. I want to pay for it and all of that. And I'm not going to now start carrying a feminist card. I'm like, no, I can afford my own clothing.
Even if you do that, I'll just send it to you. What's my own? Because I want to know. See, and I like that you mentioned this because it's, again, that's why we always say this thing in all our episodes. Like, people are very different. You've got to know how your partner is. You've got to play to the strengths of your partner. You understand? So she knows for me, like, I like knowing that something looks nice on her because I bought it on, like, do you understand? I like knowing that. I like seeing her wearing this dress and I'll just sit down like, yeah, I'm working hard. I am working hard. It is working. I like knowing that.
And sometimes I let him have that as well because obviously I know that that's how he is. Yeah. But again, it works for us. This is who we are.
Yeah.
So let's even talk about how we've learned to manage our money, what our own mechanism is, and what we've put in place in our marriage, and what we're so proud of.
Yeah, I think I feel like we are gassing ourselves up.
I mean, it's what being gassed, because
it is, honestly.
It might sound so straightforward and plain, but many people don't use this approach, are not aware of this approach, and in fact, I want to patent it. The Gates Money Matters, the Gates Money Management Tool. So you heard it here first.
We do deserve to gas ourselves up because it's not in everything we can say we've succeeded in so far in our marriage. There are a lot of things that we are still
learning,
trying to heal from. There are some subjects that we can't even talk about yet because we've not really healed from it. But this particular one, we are proud to say we've been able to overcome the obstacle of
money matters. Yeah. And it is an area in our marriage where we've realized that we have less friction in, and it's all because of this whole new method.
Right. So, before we got married, we went through counseling and all that. They told us about, you know, having joint account and how to do it and how to do all that. And this was from church. So, first of all, it's great to take advice from people
and have counseling.
It's great to have all that. But you've got to think about what works for your marriage.
And how to put your own personal touch and spin on things.
Yeah. So, right. So, do you want me to talk about it?
Let me talk about it.
Well, you're the accountant. Go ahead, baby.
So, basically, we have this system where we treat our home or our house as an entity on its own. So, our joint account is not necessarily like joining all our income. So his salary and my salary don't go into the same account. The joint account is the account for the house, for the home.
Yeah.
So we see our home like a third entity in the marriage. And so what we do is we have our personal accounts and we then contribute into that joint account from our personal earnings.
Exactly.
And we use the same percentage of our earnings to feed into that account. So at the moment, I think we're doing 75.
Exactly.
70.
So 70%. Basically, like once we get paid from our income, we put like the 70%
into the joint account.
Then the other 30% is for our personal.
For our personal use. So like it's your money and your money for your savings, for your spending, for your flexing,
whatever you want to do with it, really. We don't question each other, like
on the other.
Exactly. Like there was this time that I think we were in church, and she was about to pay her off, and I was like, wow.
The seed I want to give to my father in heaven.
Wow. Okay.
I'm bringing Abel's offering.
After all, I'm not the one blessing you. Give it away.
I'm bringing Abel's offering.
So it's that kind of thing. Like if she decides tomorrow, like Kemi is a businesswoman, like some of you know, she's got House of Zimani fashion. So sometimes she might decide, oh, I want to do a runway show. She takes it from her personal service. I don't question. I advise her, obviously. She brings it to me and say, oh, she wants to do this. Do you understand? I advise her, but I would not tell her, no, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
It's our personal money. And you want to say it?
Yeah, I was also going to say, like, the joint. So what are the things that come out of the joint account? So obviously the big bills, you know, shelter, feeding, things like that. But also, if
And I think when we have kids, it's going to come from there too, isn't it?
Yeah, so we might need to up our percentage.
Or just up our income.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So, and then another thing is if we do, in certain seasons, it's a very, very flexible regime.
Yeah.
Not flexible in the sense of the percentage, but more of there's some things that we see as luxury in life.
Yeah.
And it can now be a thing of like, oh, if we wanted to take a trip that we didn't plan before, or if we wanted to do something that is like, you know, an event.
Or if we are behind on bills.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So we, no, don't distract me.
Oh, sorry.
So in that situation, it's like, it's not a core bill. It is not a fundamental expense of the house, so the house may contribute into that, and then we now use our personal funds to also contribute to that. So sometimes we decide, is this expense fully house funded,
all right,
or is it fully us funded? Especially if we know it's going to affect our home budget, like we don't want to be messing with our rent because of this thing, but we want to enjoy this thing, so we can say, let's not bother the house. Let's use our personal income to feed into that.
Like sometimes when we decide, oh, okay, we're gonna have a night out or go for dinner or something, we could decide, okay, can the house afford it? If the house can afford
it,
fine.
Part of the entertainment segment,
exactly,
of the house,
or do we just fund it ourselves? Or sometimes I could even say, you know what, and this is the beauty of it, and I think I would advise this to most men, okay? It's great to, you know, want to always be the provider, but there will be seasons in your life where you can't always be. There will be times when your partner is earning more than you. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel. You've got to have that conversation. So if your partner is saying, you know what, today I've got the bills. We went out tonight. I'm paying. It's fine. It's okay. As long as you've had that conversation, do you understand? So with me, what I try to do is whenever I feel like I'm struggling financially for one reason or the other that she would already know, and we go out maybe for dinner, I'm like, baby, can we do it 50-50 or can we just, do you understand? We have that conversation.
Yeah, we have that understanding. And that's one of the beauties of having that separate entity kind of thing. So as I say, if the house funds us,
exactly.
So as I say, like, is a third member, and
exactly,
and the house is the person that pays our bills kind of thing.
Exactly.
So it takes away the weight of who is always paying, who is always not paying, and things like that. So,
exactly. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, it also, I think one of the key aspects why we came up with this idea was because we realize that when people work and they don't see value for their money, just imagine if every time you work, everything is just going into the house and you're not having anything for yourself, you would start to feel like, am I just working for the house? Am I just working for the woman? Yeah. Is the woman just working for me? Yeah. You start to get disgruntled. I start having friction that, you know, but when you have that thing of house has its own money and then you have your own money, you don't feel that way. You still feel like you've got something.
Something, like, you know, I worked and I still had money.
You don't always have to go to your husband and say, I need to go shopping, personal shopping. Can I take £40 from the house? Because sometimes I'll find that awkward. Like,
Exactly. I really like the fact that you're working and you're earning and you... And yes, you have bills and all those kind of things, but you still have something for yourself.
Yeah.
And for someone like me that also has multiple streams of income, like my other businesses, so this only applies to your major stream
source
of income.
Yeah.
So all I get from my other businesses is all mine as well. I mean, I could give into the house in times where, you know, strain and things like that.
I think this is actually important because... And the reason why is because if you're running a business, most times you would always have to put money back into the business. So you don't want to keep taking money from the business and you can't really...
The tax or whatever doesn't apply to the business as well, because the business is also a different entity that also has its own expenses and things like that.
Exactly. And still speaking about this mechanism that we did come up with, another thing that I feel like it's... Again, this disclaimer, right? If you are in a household where the man is like fully working and the woman isn't working, maybe housewife, or if it's the other way around, this obviously may not be applicable to you. Mm-hmm. This is about people that both of them are working. And now, I also want to point out the fact that sometimes in some marriages, you find that both parties are both working, but the man is earning a lot more. Mm-hmm. And the man is saying, right, I don't want you contributing. I want to do all the contribution. Your money is for your
something
money.
Else. Yeah, so I've even heard of some other families where, like, the man is probably earning a lot of money
like
to cover
five, yeah.
to cover all the bills and things like that. And then he now says, whatever you bring, we'll use it for just one particular thing.
Yeah.
So if the gap between your earning is actually so wide and maybe one person can actually cover all the bills and everything, you could say, I will use my money for the bills and the running of the home
yeah.
and your money is for savings
yeah.
or something like that. So that's another
yeah.
way. Just be creative with it. Whatever
exactly.
works for your own situation, whatever works for, you know, where you're at financially, but don't, you know, fall into the box of we must all put our money together
yeah.
or we must all put our money apart.
There is no one way.
There's no one, like, shift it. There's no societal way of how you must, you know, manage your own
money.
This is just something that has worked for
yeah.
us that we think can work for a lot of younger, you know, startup kind of couple.
Yeah.
And I
like that, startup couple.
Kind of couple.
Ooh, and patent that, startup couple.
Yeah.
Huh.
You need to patent a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, that kind of couple and
yeah.
things like that. So one of the major things I love about this whole mechanism, this machine that we invented, is its flexibility. Mm-hmm. And when I say flexibility, because we're running it based on percentages,
yeah.
so if your income goes up, your contribution goes up, but the weight doesn't go up, the stress doesn't go up, you're still contributing the same thing that you would have contributed
yeah.
if you were earning less.
Yeah.
And that flexibility is just so. So it's not a thing of, oh, me and my husband pay for things 50-50. No. Even though we're contributing the same percentage, it is based on our income
yeah.
not based on the bills of the house.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, mind-blowing.
Exactly. If our income drops, our percentage remains
drops
the same.
Yeah.
But
the percentage remains
the same yeah.
but the amount that I'm giving drops.
Drops, obviously.
And then
exactly.
that's the time where we need to recalibrate. Like, okay, now that your income has dropped, though, what you're contributing might not be enough and things like that. Will I need to up my own percentage? There's also room for so much flexibility of how
yeah.
you can move things around. Okay, I'll move my percentage up for the next 3 months. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I think what we're trying to say in essence is first things first, like, money is a touchable subject. Do not shy away from it. Do not run away from it. I mean, I've seen instances of when you see people, like, they just conform to what society says. Society says the man is the provider, the man is the breadwinner, the man is the this. Yes, I'm not saying that is wrong. I'm just saying that just because society has said the man is this doesn't mean you don't talk about it. Doesn't mean the reason is, see, you find a lot of situations. That's why a lot of men, when they lose their job, they don't tell their partners. They just keep hiding it and hiding it and hiding it.
Or do you want to talk about the men that have so many monies in different banks?
Do you understand?
And their wives don't know about it.
There was even a story.
And then the person dies.
Yeah. And then it's disheartening because if you don't talk about money, you find people hiding their money.
Yeah. I think this whole method brings a lot of
yeah.
visibility and transparency. And another thing that curbs is, imagine you're in a situation where you're not so sure what you guys have together
yeah.
or what your financial condition is. And you're coming to make for demands like, oh, let's go to this restaurant
yeah.
or I need a Louis Vuitton bag for Christmas and things like that. But if you have that whole joint account, you can see.
I remember something.
Not only can you see, you can deduce
yeah.
that, oh, if he dropped 70% of this, you can calculate what 30% is left. So
you always calculate my money. Okay. I didn't know. But, you know, the funny part is that, this is something that is funny, like, this happened just recently, like, because I'm so big on savings. I save a lot. I'm so big on savings and investment. So there was a time where I didn't work for, like, a period of time, and then she was wondering how I still had money. Do you understand? She didn't know that pretty much all my 30%, I've just always been
saving it.
I was doing absolutely nothing. And it was like, she was like so happy when she saw how much I had. It made her like really, really excited. So that also brings some sort of, as a man, it makes you feel that I just stand now. You understand? Like, she knows that I've contributed 70%. But like,
do you know what that is? He's that person that when he was young, he used to mind his sweets and his biscuits.
Yeah, but that's true.
And then now come and show it off in front of his siblings.
Yeah, kind of. But it's true.
But I'm
yeah.
glad that he did. Yeah. I'm glad that
like,
he saved.
I like to save.
Yeah, I do like to save. Yeah.
Yeah. But what I actually wanted to also touch upon is... your earning capacity, it shouldn't determine who you are in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's touchy to say, but it's something that I feel like men should always be open to. Like, when your partner is earning more, this is how I see it. My partner is earning more. I see it as a good thing for me, mm-hmm. based on this mechanism. Why? She contributes more
into the house.
She don't feel threatened. This is one of the good things of this mechanism. It doesn't make you feel threatened because you know that when she's anymore, you're rooting for her. Go and get that job.
Yeah.
Go and get that promotion. You're rooting for her. You're not trying to because it's more money for the house.
And it just brings that teamwork,
yeah.
that working together, collaborative spirit. It's not a competition thing.
Yeah.
Because you know once you've dropped that money, you've dropped that money. It's no longer my money. It's not Kemi's contribution. It's the house's contribution and things like that. So, yeah.
I do like it.
Yeah.
Another thing. Can I?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do one more. Now, she's speaking on money matters. So, you do realize that when you start talking about money, a lot of sides of you will unfold. It will trigger some things. It will trigger some... past experiences, it could trigger anger, it could trigger upset. Now, with money matters, you don't get it in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it in 2 days. There's no really timeline for it. It evolves over time. Now, this mechanism we've talked about, Kemi, is working right now.
Yeah.
There's a possibility in another 5 years, it might not work.
Mm-hmm.
You revisit it and we talk about it.
Yeah.
What am I saying? Every single day, you are evolving as partners. You're getting to know more about each other. When the children come into play, it might change for one. I don't know. So the point is, as you're flexible with this mechanism, also be flexible individually with change.
Yeah.
If tomorrow comes, this mechanism doesn't work for you, seek out new ways. Discuss with one another.
Yeah.
Right, this isn't working. I don't think it's working. What can we do?
Yeah. And just to wrap up, the key is... to see money matters or money issues as isolated from your marriage, as, you know, a third party, a different entity. So when you have money challenges,
issues.
It's not your marriage that has
it's
challenges.
The money.
It's the money that is
you're broke. That's just the issue.
The money account is low at the moment.
Yeah.
It's not the end
it's
of
not,
the
it's
world.
It's not you. It's
your
just
love
money.
Is not low.
Yeah. Your love is not low.
Yeah.
Because
money will always come and money will
always go.
But your marriage should remain.
Masterclass, baby. All right, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of This Thing Called Marriage. Please do make sure you like, you comment, you share, tell your friend, tell your neighbor, and
also let us know if you're going to start using our money mechanism.
Yeah,
machine.
Let us know. You should let us know, actually. Well, until next time on This Thing Called Marriage, do have a fantastic day.
Bye.
Bye. I thought we had 1 minute.